47 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on a final VIP Wednesday. Oh, man, we got all kinds of things to go over today. People to congratulate. People to give a little bit of ribbon to. But right now, welcome to the First Northern Bank. We've got a big day here because we are announcing our winner. If you didn't know already, we're just going to start. We'll just start out with her first, okay? The answer key, Whitney Sweeney.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Whitney came from behind. What did we say? Was she lurking in the weeds?
Yep.
Yes. I pulled a Chris Herbst is what I did.
Yep. You did.
Just waited till that last minute. When that text came in from him that day, I was like, Matt, I won.
Unbelievable.
He knows it.
Yeah. It was early Saturday night. During the Michigan Arizona game.
I thought I was in a good spot, and then I ended up in third. So there we go.
I was in a great spot the entire time. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You knew right where you were. Yeah. I don't
right
think
where
it changed
I deserve.
Hey, nothing better than knowing exactly where you're going to end up.
Have we ever had anybody with only 116 points?
Oh my gosh.
Is there a trophy for that?
Yeah, we'll get another one.
I bet that would have been hard to do if I tried.
Tried to get 116, yeah.
We're going to get to all that, but let's talk about, first off, we're going to start from the beginning. We want to thank our great sponsor, First Northern Bank, always stepping up to have some fun with us, not only during Pro Football Pick'em, but March Mania and Kilpatrick Creations, giving out the swag this year. So congratulations to our four-team. We have three bracket winners. Our overall score for four-team bracket was Casey Lee. Casey picks up some swag. Congratulations. A score of 128 points. And then the 16 bracket winner went to Jamie Will with a score of 208 points. Congratulations, Jamie, on that. And our overall winner this year for March Mania, Jim Alden. Congratulations, Jim. And Jim picked up 312 points.
Dang. Very good score.
Overall, Jim, nice score.
Mm-hmm.
National winner, the national winner, don't know the name of the national winner, but they had 342 points. That's a lot of points.
Yeah. It's a good showing.
342, yeah, for the national winner. But Jim Alden, the overall winner. Congratulations, Jim. Our 16 bracket winner, Jamie Will, and our 14 bracket winner, Casey Lee. And congratulations to Jim, Jamie, and Casey. And they're going to all pick up some great swag from our great prize sponsor, Kilpatrick Creations. So, Grant, what was your thinking? Let's start with the 116 points with Grant.
I don't know. My original bracket was not very good. And then I kept my savory 16 choices the same because I was already behind and I needed to be different from everybody else to win, but I should have just gone for points instead of going for, you know, the win.
Yeah.
And I just was behind the entire time. Never caught up. Got further and further away.
Yeah. It just didn't boom shakalaka for you, did it?
No. But I'm keeping the name.
Okay.
We'll keep, see. Keep the name. Might not be up to you next year, man.
Yeah. I'm keeping the name throughout the year.
Okay. Yeah. All right. James, 162 points.
Yeah, like I said, I thought I was in a pretty good spot when we were going into the Fab Four, but I had a couple of the Fab Four, but none of the teams that I picked in the original bracket ended up winning. So I was stuck at 164 by the time all of it was done. That's how it goes. You know, that's the game.
I kind of thought Michigan might have a letdown, and they kind of did.
One of the crazy stats that I read was the team that scored the most points against Michigan in the tournament was the 16 seed that they played in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
That was the team that scored the most points against them in the tournament, which is really funny. Scored like 80, and everybody else barely scratched 70 when they played.
Do you remember the team?
Howard, I think is who it was. Which is funny.
162 points for James. Third place, No trophy there.
Nope. Again.
Or any swag.
We're back. Yep. I still got the little tiny one that we got from the first year we were doing this.
For the first year,
yeah.
Yes.
It's just a little small one up on the desk.
It wasn't a traveling one.
Nope.
Yes, just a small one.
Yeah.
Well, he was he's the reigning champ, but not any longer. But he was a great sport. He brought in the big hardware trophy today, and he goes, hey, you know.
The handoff.
Had to do the handoff. Chris, the prognosticator, Herbs. Congratulations, though, Chris. Great run.
Well, we gave her a shot, just didn't pick the right team. That went to the answer key. So,
what did you think of the tournament and the overall and the final four? And
the game
was kind of a little bit of a letdown.
Yeah, the semifinals were definitely a big letdown. Mm-hmm. I really expected a lot better play and closer games, but I guess. Congrats to UConn and Michigan, had their teams ready to play. And the championship game, UConn was fighting back until McKinney hit that three-pointer with about a minute left or a minute and a half to basically ice it. But ugly game. I think they combined for the second lowest shooting percentage in the championship game history, like 34% or something.
Mm.
So
I'll go back to this forever. I hate that they go from playing in a basketball arena to in the semifinal and the final playing in a football arena. It's like the sight lines change and everything's a lot different. And I think that is a decent reason for that.
Different feel for
sure. Totally
There's
different feel.
Huge feel. I've been in that situation when you're playing in an NFL field and you're playing basketball.
Yeah, you're playing
basketball.
Everything looks different.
You're so far removed.
Exactly.
And it's so big and
when it's precise as something like shooting a basketball into a hoop like that all the time. Changing where you're looking and how far away everything is and the depth of perception can really change everything.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. You play on a blacktop. I think the NBA players are going to be just fine.
Well, I mean, that's a little different. You're taking call. Like if you took NBA players and put them in a football field, I think you'd see a drastic change. It's just different.
Okay.
Different. I mean, they complain about that.
They do.
They talk about,
they do.
You have to have, you can't be moved. Like when you're watching NBA players, they've talked about this before. The signage in the background has to stay stagnant. It can't be moving when they're shooting on one side because it'll mess up the sight line when they're looking at stuff.
Interesting.
That is.
And when you put it in a big football field, it's a lot different.
I know. Right. A little basketball court on a football field.
Well, and you've been playing it all season, you know, and then all changes. Sorry.
I mean, that would change your playing it. All the time, and then all of a sudden, the last two games,
exactly, and it's the biggest game of your life too. Just add it to the pressure,
And you're 18 years old,
exactly.
College kids, pressure of the moment. Mm-hmm. You got how many more millions of people watching the Final Four? I mean, it's a lot to put on.
You can make excuses, but somebody wins, right?
Oh yeah,
somebody's always gonna win. Yeah. They're not making excuses.
If somebody shoots 0%, one person wins. One person shoots 1%, the 1% wins. I mean.
Somebody's got to win. All right. Well, Chris, congratulations. It was a great run. You were ahead all the way to the very end until Whitney said no.
I know how that feels. I know how it feels.
Flip-flop from the prior year.
It is. Exact flip-flop from last year because Whitney was in that position all tournament long until the end. But But not this year. She's funny. She come in and she walked into the control room. She goes, winner walking in.
First one here.
Humility is not one of my strong suits.
I love it.
I'm sorry.
No.
She said, I'll be the first one here today and everybody's going to
know. That's right.
That's right. So congratulations, Whitney. 254 points.
That last game it's really worth a lot. It is. So if you pick that one, anything can happen.
Well, I think everyone except Grant.
Yeah.
Was eligible.
By the time we got to about the Fab Four, Grant was, I'm just here for fun at this point. Yeah.
Right.
You're just here for the refreshments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm here to have fun.
Yeah, congratulations, Whitney. Give
Thank
us your
you.
Thoughts. Big win.
You know, I have to thank Duke for the win because when I got to the end of my bracket, all I said was not picking Duke. I've said it before. I picked him last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's why I got to the end and said, no, I feel good about Michigan. And they did a really good job. So thank you, Michigan.
Yes. Thank you.
Best team all tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the right national champion, I think.
Right. Some of the biggest scoring margins.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of in the end. That was interesting, too, because some of those games are so close, but they were really blowing everyone out of the water.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't have any games that felt very close.
Yeah.
to be honest.
Until the end.
Until the end, yeah. And when everybody was shooting 30% from the field. Yeah.
Right.
It's such a letdown. It was like, oh, geez, I got some laundry to do. Check on it. You know, it's like, come on, man.
That's the gamble you make, you know? Sometimes it happens.
That's the game you want to be sitting on the edge of the couch and that last second shot goes, like, no!
Yeah.
That's what you want to do. Exactly. You wanted it like that.
Well, think of that. Exactly. I mean, Super Bowl was like that, too. That game was over by halftime as well.
I'm not even a fan
of
either one of them. Which I'm not. I was just like watching good basketball. Even I was at the edge of my couch, and then all of a sudden I get up and scream. I'm like, whoa, when he drained that big three.
You're always rooting for the good game.
Like, that's the
yes.
That was like the USA hockey team winning, you know, when he drained that thing. So it's like, wow. So
my brother's a huge Ohio State fan, so I rubbed it in.
Oh, he hates it. He's mad.
So how did the Whitney? You're also a pretty good winner at the bank pool. The first
I did
Northern
get second.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's kind of a winner take all. So Colin did beat me. We're the only two that picked Michigan. So I got my entry fee back.
You got the entry fee back,
which is
all
still
right.
A win. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You're gonna see Whitney on social media pages and sites and all over as she's our. Big winner of March Mania.
Charity Media continues to just be an outlet for making trophies for First Northern.
For the Northern Bank. That's,
yeah,
that's right.
That's what we'll we do them. Around here. Yep. Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Whitney. Great
Thank
win.
You.
Chris, congratulations. It was a great end. Great try at the end there and just slipped through your hands.
It's hard to repeat, Bob. Yeah. It's hard to repeat.
Yes, it is.
True. Target on your back.
Yes, it is. James?
We'll try again. In about 7 months when we start Pro Football Pick'em again.
That's right, yes. Grant?
I'll just make the pictures and the graphics look really good.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't make my tournament look good.
Yeah. When you see the pictures and the graphics, you can thank
Grant
for all that. He does a great job.
He'll Photoshop himself out of it, though. Yeah. I was never here.
You're the champion and all that.
No, thank you.
Okay, so you do
you can
score
sign like
high
an
points.
Artist. Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah.
We got to get some sidewalk art out there in front of you, too. So.
Yeah, I'll put some sidewalk chalk around my profile.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. And again, congratulations to Casey Lee, our 4-team bracket. Jamie Will, our 6-team bracket winner. And Jim Alden was our overall winner with 312 points. Congratulations, Jim. All getting some great prize packages from our great prize sponsor, Kilpatrick Creations. You've been listening to the First Northern Bank March Mania, so congratulations, everyone. And Whitney, we'll have you back here next year.
I can't wait.
Chris, and see if we can see what happens.
The rubber match.
All right, there we go. It is a minute before 8 o'clock, and coming up, we have Fox News. Swap Shop, 8 o'clock hour, and Public Pulse at 9:10. Beautiful day in the neighborhood today with partly sunny and 52. Thanks, everyone, VIPs. Have an awesome morning. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock on the way. Oh, no. Still, I would not be here now if I never had the hunger. And I'm not ashamed to say the wild boys were my friends. Oh, cause I never felt the desire to 103.9 FM is News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. KROE.